You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 1 and 2. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. Brethren, when you look at the verse 1 of this, our text, it's great assurance. God saying to you, you belong to him. He said, I have called you by your name. You are not just a crowd to God. You are a very definite individual to God. That's why even the hair on your head, they are numbered. You are very peculiar and particular to God. He said, you are mine. What a wonderful statement from the mouth of the Lord. But when you look at verse 2, this is where we have confusion. Verse 1 gave us assurance of who we are in God and what who God is to us. But then when you look at verse 2, he says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. So the fact that you belong to God does not mean you won't pass through waters. And passing through waters does not mean you do not belong to God. Sometimes we begin to doubt God because of our challenges. And you know, our challenges, they are different. If everybody is having the same challenge, it's easy to bear. At least you can see that everybody is going through the same thing. But often, you consider your own challenge far worse than what every other person is going through. And then you begin to doubt whether there is God. You begin to doubt whether this God really loves you. Brethren, God had spoken and it is settled. You belong to him. If you are in Christ Jesus, you belong to God. But then he said, when you pass through waters, I will be with you. I thought he would say that when you are about to go through waters, I will keep you from it. That's not what he said. He said, you will go through it, but he himself will go through it with us. We must keep this in mind, that God will go through with us when we pass through waters. Look at that water. It's in plural. Waters of different kinds, of trials, of difficult challenges. He said, I will be with you. Did you notice Joseph? He was going through different stages of troubles, and the Lord kept saying, the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him. It is not your trouble or challenges that is real problem. It is the presence of the Lord. If the Lord is absent in your life, even if you don't have a problem, my brother and sister, you have a very big problem. But if you are having problem or go through challenges and the Lord is with you, to be honest, you really don't have a problem. Then he went further to say that, and through the rivers, there are waters. It could be a cup of water. But rivers, that's a body of water. He said, when you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you, but you will go through it. That was what Jesus told Paul. He said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Never forget this. Jesus said to us, I will be with you to the end of the age. He does not lie. It is true. He is with us till the end of the age. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.